What a special moment. As we sing praise to the one who truly deserves it, the one that we remembered around this table. It was 8 weeks or so ago, about that Malcolm and Tina had a word with me and said, would it be okay if we had a more of an African-themed service? Do you think I was right to say yes? It's been really special, really, really special. Thank you for everyone who's been involved in this. It did leave me with a dilemma, though. Malcolm said to me that they were going to base the service around this reading we've had from Hebrews. And why it's a dilemma is because, of course, we're in the midst of a series on Acts. So I thought, what do? Do I just share a short word about Acts that I was going to? Or do I pick up on this reading in Hebrews? The more I looked at the passage that Isabel brought to us, the more I realized there was something in this passage that I felt is a word for this church today and for all of us as part of this church. It's part of this passage in Hebrews 13, the final chapter of Hebrews, is entitled Concluding Exhortations. The writer, I don't really know who it is, but the writer are finishing up this letter to the Hebrews. And I particularly want to focus on one verse. It's the last verse that Isabel read, verse 8. It's the verse that's been said a few times during this service. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen indeed. You know what, folks? In the Bible, there are thousands and thousands of verses of Scripture. Some of them are quite complicated. Some of them you need to read around them to understand the context, to understand what the verse is saying. What is God trying to say through the verse? Hebrews 13, verse 8 is not one of those. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It does what it says on the tin. It's an important verse. It's one for us to remember. It is a promise that we need to hold on to. It's also, as I said, I believe, a word for us today. And the reason being is things change, don't they? Things are always changing. In our lives, things change. And sometimes that change is unexpected. We had no idea it was going to happen. And it can leave us feeling unsettled. It can leave us feeling uncomfortable. So sometimes the change might be because we've enacted the change. We wanted the change to happen, but we can still feel in a difficult place, out of our comfort zone. Things change in our churches. Some churches that people would have thought would have been in place for years are now closed. They don't exist. And we've got one just up the road, St. Mary's. I know it well because when I came for my first interview here in November 2014, that's the church I went to for the interview. There was no one there to greet me. I thought, how rude. But then I saw a light on in a window. I thought, well, I'll go and let them know I'm here. I peered through the window. On the other side of the window, peering back at me, was a lady washing her dishes in her kitchen. I think she thought that I was some kind of strange, well, I guess I am, a strange guy. I looked down the road and I saw another spire and I thought, I bet that's where I want to be. Churches close. Churches go through change. My goodness, this church is going through a bit of change right now. It can make us feel unsettled. It can make us feel uncomfortable. And then, of course, there's the world. It's good that Malcolm prayed for some of the things going on in the world. The world, things are changing in the world. So some of the old certainties are gone. We see the wars, we see the pandemics. We never expected a pandemic 3-odd years ago. Things change in our lives, in our churches, around the world. But you know the good news? Jesus Christ remains the same. Amen. He hasn't changed, he isn't changing, and you know what? He isn't going to change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That's not to say that God doesn't like change. God does like change. He likes us to change. He wants us to change and to be more like his son, Jesus Christ. There are other changes that take place, which I'm sure God is happy about. But the way I think of it is, he is a God of change, but one who never changes. He himself never changes. And we can take great comfort about that, that when things change and unsettle us in our lives, that God will never change. He is our stability in life. Throughout the Bible, we're told he is our rock. In Ephesians 2, we're told he's the cornerstone. He's the stone within the building that allows the two walls to connect safely. He is, we're told in 1 Corinthians 3, our foundation. A foundation on which we can build our faith, upon which we can build our life. Because whilst everything else around us might change and leave us unsettled, uncomfortable, he doesn't. Unlike the crumbling foundations of this world, our ecosystems, our environment, the wars that are taking place, financial instability that comes every so often, nothing can crack our cornerstone, our foundation, because it is based on Jesus Christ. So all I want to say to us all today is that if you do feel unsure, if you do feel unsettled, if you do feel uncomfortable by changes that are taking place in your life, in this church or whichever church you go to, around the world, then remember this verse, Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And gain comfort from that certainty, from the truth that Bible verse is telling us. And you know, I was thinking about how do I conclude today. For me, there's a verse in Proverbs. This is the outworking, if you like, of this verse in Hebrews 13:8. Because we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, then we can hold on to what Proverbs 3:24 says, which is, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. What a lovely verse. There may be lots going on in our lives, in our churches, around the world, that may leave us uncomfortable and unsettled. But we can rest well. Our sleep can be sweet. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. We're going to sing again.